So, you're looking for something to do this weekend? Where to go to hear some great live music? I'm Steve Goss, and Mara Davis is here to solve that dilemma for us. Time again for Mara's Music Mix. Hey, Mara.
Good to see you, Steve. We'll start off at Eddie's Attic with Caleb Cottle. His latest album is called Carolina Ghost, and if you're into that Americana meets country, this is a guy for you. Of course, he's influenced by a lot of my favorites, like Jason Isbell, Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson.
And you're preaching to the choir when you say the rapids from the river couldn't drown this fire.
Carolina Ghost, the song, is a beautiful piece of music. It's really special. And that album, by the way, was funded by a $15,000 Kickstarter campaign.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, his fans put that together for him.
I love that. And if you really want to learn more about him, there's an excellent article on him in the Bitter Southern.
Yeah, I caught that.
Oh, we read that. Mm-hmm. Look at how smart we sound. Check out Caleb Cottle at Eddie's Attic tonight. He's also with Elliot Bronson.
At the Rialto, which is a venue that hosts, you talk about variety in entertainment, great shows from all over the world. There's an outfit called Nile Project that's playing tonight.
So the Nile flows through 11 African nations. So what they've done is to get this project together with musicians, because, you know, these countries don't all get along. So they feel like if they pull them together through music, this is a great way to share strength. So there are artists from Egypt and Kenya and Uganda and Burundi, and they're all together playing different instruments. And it is so electric and so moving. And when you know the mission and cause behind it, it's so much more than music. It's, you know, it's like a higher purpose.
Yes, to save the Nile and the cultures that exist along the shores, like you said, there'll be a dozen musicians on stage, but the whole outfit, I think, has like almost three dozen people involved.
Right, they change them out.
Yeah.
That's the Nile Project at the Rialto tonight.
They made it big busking in the subways of New York. And boy, I'd never heard of these guys. This is another act that you've turned me on to. I went on YouTube and, oh my gosh, the way they perform, the way they sound, is absolutely breathtaking to me.
Steve, you're talking about too many zoos. You're absolutely right. And they were actually noticed by Beyonce. They played on Lemonade. So if you know the song Daddy Lessons, that's Too Many Zoos. But now they've got their new album called Subway Gods. That's G-A-W-D-Z.
Gods.
Gods.
Subway Gods.
Gods.
Yeah, it's a trio that involves drums, sax, and trumpet.
It reminds me of Atlanta's Thank You for Listening, even though they are kind of different, but you may see Thanks for Listening on the Beltline, and there's a lot of viral video of those guys. This is sort of the same idea from New York City. So that's Too Many Zoos at Terminal West tonight.
To end the weekend at Eddie's Attic, a singer-songwriter who's now from Nashville, but he's worked with lots of great acts as a songwriter and a singer. He's one of these consummate musicians, Will Kimbrough.
It sounds cool to say you're from Nashville, right? It does. Although I feel now, you know, I think it sounds cool to say that I live in the 5th District. I feel very cool about
that. You mean District 5?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. So here we go. Will Kimbrough, singer-songwriter, guitarist, producer, performer. He does it all, and he's got a new album called Mockingbird Soul, and this is an album release party for that.
Yeah, he did that with Bridget DeMare.
She's great.
Yeah, it's an album of duets, and just came out a little while ago.
That's Will Kimbrough at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night.
Her in the middle of a long, dark night, creation crazy, death sheet white, made in the image of a lion shark lamb. I am who the hell I am, ever better, bad to worse, I sit down to the letter, I'm a piece of a worker.